Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and Camelwax, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Thanks to everyone who has gone to Bissingers.com and bought the DGS Dave's Faves. $20 a box, 7 of my favorite truffles, and every cent goes to Operation Food Search, courtesy of Dan Abel and his family at Bissinger's. Great, great people. Of course, you can go to Hardee's and make your donation there, or you can go to operationfoodsearch.org, and there'll be a little space for a comment. Just put in DGS, and all the credit will go to you. Over the past 7 years, you've raised almost $650,000, and you have fed 3,200 kids every weekend. I've said this 10 times a show, and every time I start to cry. 3,200 kids all year, every weekend, through the summer, all school year. 3,200 kids have food because of you. That's amazing. Isn't that great?
It's awesome, man.
So great. Yeah. That's Kurt Barr and the newly head-shaven Michael Butler. I feel you, brother. You know when it's fresh.
Right. It feels good.
How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
Good. Happy holidays.
Michael just told me that his mom was a guest on the DGS way back.
Yes. And she was working for the circuit attorney's office, and she came with a client of hers, and you guys interviewed her, and yeah, she was... We were just talking about it, reminiscing.
You said you were
a great interviewer. Yeah,
that's nice.
You had a good time.
That's very nice. Kurt, you have some things you want to talk about, right?
Yeah, so today is the first day for candidate filing for local elections. So we'll have the April municipal election next year for school board, city aldermen, mayors for small towns and whatnot. And so today's the first day of candidate filing for that. Ambulance board, fire board, all these different local government entities. So between today and Tuesday, December 30th, that's the time to file. So if anybody wants to run for local government, or if they know somebody who wants to run for local government, now's the time to file to get on the ballot for the April municipal
election. How do they do that?
So for a municipal election, if you want to run, not St. Louis City, but like for like Chesterfield or O'Fallon, if you want to run, you go to the city hall and you go to the clerk there and you say, hey, I want to file for office. If you want to run for school board, you go to the head office of that school district, and then you talk to the superintendent staff and file. If you want fire board, then you would go to the fire district head office and file. So all people need is a photo ID. They need to fill out the Department of Revenue's 5120 form, which basically just says, I don't owe taxes. It's easy to do online, and that's on my website, the St. Louis County City's website. That form is easy to find. And then there's a form that they fill out to basically say, I am this person. I want my name to be appeared this way, whether it's like Kurt Barr, Kurt M. Barr, however a candidate wants their name to appear. That's what they write down. And then the political subdivisions, they assemble all that. They'll put together the list of the order of candidates. It's a first come, first serve after the first day. And then they'll give that to either me or to the other election authorities in January. And then that's what we use to create the ballot for our April election.
What if I want to run, but I want my name to be Jelly Bread?
So that is no longer allowed. You do have to use a legal name.
I'll have to change it. So you guys both currently hold public office. You've both been in the legislature. You both go back a ways. How, if at all, have the
I want to say quality, but I don't mean that as qualitative, like better or worse, but just the qualities of the people who are running for office changed over the couple of decades.
There's an old saying in Jefferson City that your first day in the Capitol, you look around, you think, how did I get here? And then your second term, you look around everybody else and say, how did they get here?
That's great.
So it's really kind of subjective when, you know, based on your experience. I do find that there tends to be a little less talent than there was before. The more that in Jefferson City, especially where there's two really real profiles of folks in Jefferson. And I hit this profile too when I was there. People who are young enough to where a $40,000 salary is good enough for them. People who are retired to where a $40,000 salary is good enough for them. Those folks in between, like ages 30 to 60, in kind of their height of their intelligence or their career, tend to go into different positions. But yeah, I think that, you know, yeah, I think things are definitely, there's less longevity, and mm-hmm. things are definitely not as fun as they used to be back in the good old days.
So is that intentional to pay a wage that most people can't live on so that you get a certain kind of people applying who are there for the right reasons? Or is it simply money? Like if we had an extra 40 per person, could you guys be paid 80?
The amount of money that the legislature has as a percentage of the budget is minuscule. So it's not necessarily that the state can't afford to pay legislators more, but it is deemed to be a part-time job. From January to May, you're in Jeff City doing the work there, even though you're a representative all year round or a state senator all year round, and you're, you know, attending to constituent issues all year round. It's deemed to be a part-time job, so it's not deemed to be full-time money. But, you know, Michael makes a good point, because I was 30 years old when I first got elected. And so from 30 to 38, I sacrificed a lot of earning potential in building a business to be there in Jeff City. And, you know, there were only a few of us in that age bracket that was in Jeff City. Most people were either retirees, their spouses made the money and they could be there, or they were really, you know, 24, they're early 20s, and they were, you know, starting their career. And so that was enough that they could live on. And so, yeah, it is hard to get the 40 to 50 year age, you know, high competency, you know, people at the top of their career, you know, life pattern, to be in Jeff City, because you sacrifice so much earning potential to be there. And so you do lose that. So you generally have young people who have a lot of energy and less world experience, or you have old people who have low energy but have a lot more world experience.
So being in radio is much less fun than it was 20 years ago. Maybe because I was 20 years younger and I'm not doing all the shenanigans that all the young people are doing. I've heard stories about the legislature and it sounds a lot of fun. Do you think it's less fun now like radio is?
Oh, it's absolutely less fun. I mean, when you ask our colleagues, it was definitely more fun. It was more fun before we got there.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's been less fun than when we were there, from what I hear from all the folks I know there. So most of the folks that we served with are now in their last term in the state Senate.
Right.
And so there are two reasons for that. One, back to the money thing, we actually vote on raises like every 4 years, and it's taboo for any legislator to vote for a raise. I mean, nobody wants to go home and say that they get voted for a raise.
Voted for myself.
Especially if you're a conservative. So the other half is, so there's a process where the executive branch, there's a study that's done about what a raise should be, but everybody, 90%, I think one or two people voted for the raise when we were there. They were like seniors. But legislators absolutely deserve a raise. I mean, they haven't had a raise in probably two decades. I mean, I think each legislator should be paid at least $70,000, $75,000 at this point. Like, it's a very tough job. It's a very demanding job, and they absolutely deserve a raise. There are other states where state legislators make over $100,000 a year, and they are still part-time. So because it's part-time is really a joke, because you come home and you're in your district and people are grabbing at you.
I think you guys deserve more money.
I think they absolutely deserve a raise. But we voted down every year, so we're ourselves to blame. Like, we never got a raise there because we voted down twice when we were in the legislature. I think because we were our first term and then our last term we were there. So, but on the other half, we also voted for a gift ban. The public voted for a gift ban that removes that no legislators can have the inkling of taking money from or getting their dinner bought or even my favorite when I was there, at least having lunch bought for you at your committee hearing. And that was a lot of public folks their worst thing because you'd be eating lunch for a group that had their bill coming up. At the same time, there's another saying in the legislature, if you can't eat a chicken dinner for someone the night before and vote against the next day, you don't belong there. And I kind of grew up on that. That's what I believed in. I voted against a lot of, but at that same point, there are plenty of times we worked 8 hours straight in a day and you don't have time to get lunch. There's somebody, your constituents, they're doing your lunchtime. You got five others waiting for you at your door, and then you got to run over here to make a vote. You got to run a committee to make a vote. Those lunches were helpful. I mean, you only got about three bites of it before you had to take another vote. But that's led to the make it not fun. It's like it's all work and no play at all in Jefferson City at this point.
What is it like being lobbied?
I mean, it depends on the lobbyist doing it. Because, I mean, like you can have like an association. Maybe it's a home builder association. Maybe it's the Community for the Blind. All right. Or you could have like Ameren or Anheuser-Busch, you know, who has a corporate lobbyist. And so sometimes it's like, hey, we have this issue. We want a change in the law to allow us to be able to do this nice thing for our association. Or it's, hey, we want a law passed that allows the local business to succeed and block out any new business from coming in. So there's all kinds of different reasons why they're lobbying. There's different types of lobbyists. But, you know, when a lobbyist came in and said, hey, let me give you information about this issue, how the current law is, and why we want this change to law, and they tried to educate, I always enjoyed that. When they tried to put pressure and say, okay, I need to know right now, are you with me or against me on this issue? I'd be like, well, I don't know what the other side is saying. I don't know. Because in anything, the status quo, you know, somebody benefits from the status quo and somebody else will benefit from a change. And that could be a good, the change could be good or bad based on that. But, you know, somebody's going to get hurt somehow anytime you make a change. Hmm. Most of the time you make a change. Mm-hmm. And so you need to understand the pros and cons of these situations. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when the lobbyist was high pressure trying to really say, you know, commit to me now. Are you with me or against me? That was never fun. Mm-hmm. And I learned after a while to play coy and say, well, I need to know, or I'll make a decision when
interesting.
But sometimes, you know, they'd be like, hey, we oppose this issue, and I opposed that issue. I'm like, hey, I'm with you. Like, you know, we're aligned on this. So mm-hmm. That was kind of easy. Like, you know, but if it was a situation, insurance, I don't know anything about insurance, and you know, the insurance guys like, hey, we want to make this change. And like, when you're talking about insurance, you're talking about people's lives, and you're talking about a lot of money. It got really complicated really fast. And so it took a lot of effort to learn both sides, because somebody was going to benefit financially. And it, you know, was it our constituents, or was it going to be the insurance agency?
So would I know MAGA wasn't a thing when you guys were in the legislature, but to the extent, would like a MAGA type issue lobbyist come after Michael and vice versa for you on something more liberal? Or do they know who to go to?
So a MAGA type lobbyist would never talk to Michael, and they would attack me. So, yes, we didn't have MAGA then, but we did have the Tea Party.
Yes.
I mean, I got elected initially in 2010, right at the height of the Tea Party movement. And so when you get groups like that, they tend to be more focused on purity of the party, you know, and they tend to see the other side as so much of the enemy that they don't even want to talk to them. That there's this dichotomy. There is a win and there's a lose. So like, if we win, they lose. And if they win, we have to lose, because there can't be win-win. There can't be compromise. There can only be the, you know, one side will win, the other side must lose mentality. And that is when it's difficult, when you can say, let's find a win-win solution, or let's try to find a solution where the fewest number of people lose and the least amount of pain possible.
Yeah. Being lobbied was sometimes awkward, sometimes empowering. I'd put it that way. Like, it'd be awkward, the instances that Kurt's talking about where there's a clear disagreement, it could be awkward. I was in a situation where I was in the majority, so I had a lot of the lobbyists coming to us were mostly folks we already agree with, but also if there was a disagreement, usually I hadn't accepted any kind of contribution from them. Not that it mattered anyway. And it, so if I had accepted a contract from somebody and they had an idea, I, you know, once again, if you can't disagree with someone who considers yourself your friend, then they're not really your friend anyway. And you never lose sight of who brought you there, which is never the lobbyists, is usually the voters back home. So on the other side of empowering, that's when the empowerment part came in, where you knew you had folks back home. If you remember how you first got elected to the legislature, where a lot of the folks that you met while you were there weren't, you know, you didn't know them before the thousands of people voted for you. It was very empowering to tell people no, or tell people, yes, I can help you with that. Yes, we're aligned. That's something my people want. And that's, let's work on that. And that was very empowering to have a lobbyist work together. You work together on something that could really do something well for your city.
Is there anyone in Jeff City more known than my brother, Rodney Boyd?
A few, but yeah, I was just literally talking to someone about this other day. I said, I think Rodney Boyd's the number one lobbyist in Jeff City at this point. There was a guy when we were there, I think that Jorgen Schlemmer was probably the top lobbyist at the time. But I think that Rodney probably passed him, because Rodney does a lot of stuff outside of the state too. Rodney is just a very talented friend. The best lobbyists don't make it awkward. They're friends. They're people who know, who instruct their clients to do things that are good for the community. Yeah. And Rodney does a very good job of doing things that's good for his clients and good for the community. And that seems to be something that is missed with the aspect of lobbying sometimes.
You know, my favorite thing about Rodney, Rachel, get this. He could be telling you about chicken salad, and it's like he's sharing a state secret.
Yeah, you're the only person in the world.
He's like, so I put walnuts in it. And you're just like, I love you. I want to commit a crime with you. Thank you, boys. Really appreciate it. That's a great segment. Really good insight into what it's like to be a legislator in the state of Missouri. Quick break. Right back. DGS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
426 DGS. Pretty good day.
It's been a wonderful day.
It's pretty fast.
Yeah. It's on Rennie Knott's podcast.
Oh, cool.
I got two bouquets of flowers delivered to me today.
Man. What did you do? You mentioned it.
I asked for them.
I told Beth, I was like, man, it must be nice to be Dave. Like, no one's ever sent me flowers. And then people were like,
boom, boom, boom.
Be funny if one of them was like to Rachel and Dave just ripped off the tag. Like,
well, another one.
It's for me.
Accepting the award on behalf of Rachel. And then the rollout of the Dave's Faves Operation Food Search Bissinger's Chocolate has gone great.
Yeah. So cool.
Really well.
Yeah, really well. You guys can go to any of the Bissinger's locations and buy them for $20 a box. You can get them online at Bissinger's.com. Just search Glover when you get into the website itself. And I think that we have a link there on Facebook. You can go right to it. So yeah, pretty good. Going to dinner tonight with one of my best friends and my son, one of my favorite restaurants.
Yummy.
Everything's coming up.
Man, what you going to eat?
Oh, at Paul Mano's, the lamb chops, and as my side dish, lasagna.
There you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.